The recent United Nations climate talks, known as COP29, have encountered significant challenges as a draft deal aimed at addressing climate finance issues has been rejected by developing nations. This rejection has thrown the negotiations into disarray, raising concerns about the future of global climate action. Developing nations' stance. Developing nations have expressed their dissatisfaction with the draft deal proposed at COP29, particularly regarding the issue of climate finance. These countries, often disproportionately affected by the impacts of climate change, were not convinced that the proposed measures would adequately address their needs. Climate finance tripled, but still insufficient. One of the key points of contention was the proposed tripling of climate finance to $300 billion annually. While this may seem like a substantial increase, developing nations argue that it falls short of the actual financial support needed to mitigate and adapt to climate change effectively. India's rejection and criticism. India, a prominent developing nation, openly rejected the COP29 climate finance deal, labeling it as an optical illusion. This critical stance highlights the skepticism among developing nations towards the adequacy and sincerity of the proposed financial commitments. Uncertain future for global climate action. The rejection of the draft deal for climate finance at COP29 has created uncertainty regarding the future of global climate action. Without sufficient financial support and commitment from all nations, achieving meaningful progress in mitigating climate change and supporting vulnerable regions becomes increasingly challenging. Conclusion: the breakdown of negotiations at COP29 underscores the urgent need for genuine cooperation and concrete actions to address the climate crisis. Developing nations play a crucial role in shaping international climate policies, and their concerns must be taken seriously to ensure a sustainable and equitable future for all. As the international community navigates these challenges, finding common ground and fostering collaboration will be essential to overcome the obstacles hindering progress towards a more resilient and sustainable world.